Netball. This audio guide belongs to the reader chapter Sports in and around Canterbury. It will explain the history and rule set of netball. Netball is a ball sport played by two teams of seven players each. It derived from early versions of basketball and its development began in England in the 1890s. According to the INF, the International Netball Federation, netball is played by more than 20 million people in more than 80 countries, and it's most popular in Australia, New Zealand, Great Britain and South Africa. It's mostly played by women, but male participation has increased in recent years. In the 1960s, international playing rules were standardized and the International Federation of Netball and Women's Basketball, which was later renamed the International Netball Federation, was formed. Today, more than 16 national teams are organized into 5 global regions. A netball game is 60 minutes long, divided into 4 15-minute quarters. It's played on a rectangular 100 feet long and 50 feet wide court with raised goal rings at each end. The rings are 380 millimeters in diameter and are attached to 10 feet high gold posts. The ball is usually made of leather or rubber and it's lighter and softer than a basketball. It measures 700 millimeters in circumference and weighs 400 grams. Each team attempts to score goals by passing the ball down the court and shooting it through its goal ring. Passing is the only method to transport the ball since it's not allowed to run with it. After one step with it, the ball has to be passed to another player. When passing, the ball can either drop on the ground and then be caught by a player for an indirect pass, or it can directly be caught for a direct pass. During general play, a player with the ball can hold on to it for only 3 seconds before shooting a goal or passing. If the ball is dropped or a shot at the goal is missed, the same player cannot be the first to touch it unless it first rebounds off the goal. When the ball goes out of court, the team who last touched it hands the ball over to the opposing team. They have 3 seconds to stand outside the court at the line where it went out and pass the ball. In the end of a game, the winning team is the one that scored the most goals. Every player has a specific position on the court, which defines his or her role within the team and restricts their movement to certain areas. The court is divided lengthwise into thirds, the center third and the two goal thirds. The goals are framed with a half circle line that marks the goal circle. Goals can only be scored from within that line. The positions depend on whether your team has the ball and attacks or doesn't have it and defends. The only player who is an attacker and a defender at the same time and is allowed to move through all 3/3 of the field is the center, but he is therefore not allowed to move into the shooting circles to score a goal. Other players are either attacking or defending, so let's start with the attacker's positions. The goal shooter is only allowed to move in the opposing goal third and goal circle. He is supposed to score goals for his team. The goal attacker is allowed to move in the center third, the opposing goal third and goal circle. He can score as well or pass the ball to the goal shooter. The wing attacker is allowed to move in the center third and the opposing goal third but not in the goal circle. He is supposed to help getting the ball to the goal shooter by passing it around. Now we come to the defending positions. Since tackling is not allowed and defending players aren't allowed to get closer to attacking players than 3 feet, they have to try to intercept the passing of the attackers. If illegal contact is made, the player who contacted cannot participate in play until the player taking the penalty has passed or shot the ball. Here we have the goalkeeper who is only allowed to move in his own team's goal third and goal circle. He is supposed to keep the opposing goal shooter from getting the ball and score a goal. The goal defender is allowed to move in the center third, his team's goal third and goal circle. He tries to prevent the opposition from getting the ball into the goal circle. And lastly, the wing defender who is allowed to move in the center third, his team's goal third, but not in the goal circle. He keeps the ball from entering his team's goal third. One player of each position completes a netball team, so it consists of one center, 3 offensive and 3 defensive players. At the beginning of every quarter of a game and after a goal has been scored, play starts with the center player passing the ball from the center of the court. These center passes alternate between the teams regardless of which team scored the last goal. The center pass must be caught in the center third, and it has to be caught at least one time in a third when being passed through it. Finally, let me give you some skill tips. One of the most important skills in netball is catching. To catch the ball, keep your eyes on it, extend your hands forward with fingers spread and thumbs behind the ball, and pull the ball towards your body. Another important skill is the chest pass, to pass with two hands from the chest. This technique is used for quick, short and accurate passes. To perform a chest pass, you should stand front on with the ball in two hands at chest height and elbows down. Then you step forward and push the ball away from your body, with wrists and fingers. A different passing technique is the shoulder pass. This is used for speedy and accurate one-hand passes over long distances. To perform it properly, you should have the opposite foot to the throwing arm forward, holding the ball with one hand on shoulder level. Then you step forward as your throwing arm comes through. Finally, you follow through your throwing arm in the direction of the pass. Goal shooting is the last and probably the most important technique you will need when playing netball. Therefore, you should hold the ball above your head, resting the ball on one hand and placing the other hand on the side of the ball to steady it. You should stand with your feet about shoulder wide apart. Then you bend the knees and shoot the ball. Finally, flick your wrist and point the fingers at the goal. Now you know all the basics about netball. You know the rules, the history of this sport, and I hope that you have a rough idea of how to play it now. In case you would like to try it, in Canterbury there are several netball courts available in Clempton Park, Croydon Park and Rudd Park. You heard an audio guide by Florian Jacobs according to the reader chapter Sports in and around Canterbury for the excursion to Canterbury 2015 by University of Siegen. Thank you for listening.